Good Tuesday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by ExxonMobil.
And I'm Anna Palmer. Here's the latest on where things stand on immigration. The decision to bring President Donald Trump to Capitol Hill at 5:30 this evening was relatively last minute. Talks started in GOP leadership on Friday and continued over the weekend before the Saturday announcement. The president will speak in HC5, the party's Capitol basement meeting room, before the first vote series of the week.
The idea is the president will sell Republicans on voting for both immigration bills, the hardline proposal penned by Virginia Congressman Bob Goodlatte and the compromise bill penned by the Republican leadership. Goodlatte has no chance of passing. It's expected to fall between 60 and 70 votes short. The compromise bill has a prayer, but most people involved in the planning believe it's also likely to fail. Two ways this passes, according to people in the leadership: if the president somehow gives a rousing speech that moves a few dozen votes, or if members of the House feel like this is a way to stop family separation at the border. There are those in Republican leadership who believe this to be a waste of the president's time and effort, and believe it further elevates immigration as an issue when Republicans would rather be talking about the economy.
Okay, let's get to reality. Here's what we expect. In the coming weeks, it seems nearly certain that Congress will have to consider legislation to prevent the government from separating families at the border. Senator John Cornyn, a Republican of Texas, is working on a plan, as is Representative Mark Meadows, the Republican from North Carolina. An interesting twist: Senator Ted Cruz, a Republican of Texas, up for re-election, announced yesterday he is introducing a bill that would mandate the government keep families together and authorize shelters to house families. The bill would also expedite court hearings for immigrants and asylum seekers. But let's take a second to reflect a minute. This is in the category of the Department of Defies Belief. The White House is making the conscious decision that divisive immigration policy, not a booming economy, should be the focus of the 2018 midterms. We can't tell you how dumb many Republican leaders think this is.
Our colleague Nancy Cook is up with a piece on how Stephen Miller and a team of officials from the Justice Department are planning fresh immigration crackdowns ahead of the midterms. Burgess Everett, John Bresnahan, and Rachel Bate have the shocking headline that this could be Trump's Katrina. Republicans fear a massive backlash. Ileana Johnson and Annie Carney have a look at how DHS Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen is digging in and becoming the face of Trump's border policy.
There has been a cavalcade of Republicans and Democrats coming forward opposing Trump's policy. I spoke with Janet Napolitano, former DHS secretary under Obama, who called it cruel and a misallocation of resources by the administration in our latest Women Rule podcast out tomorrow. And Jay Johnson also has an op-ed in the Washington Post calling it immoral, un-American, and ineffective.
Couple fundraising events in California that we're noting. First in Playbook, Jeffrey Katzenberg and his wife Marilyn hosted a fundraiser last night at Spago that raised more than $4.5 million for House Majority PAC. Nancy Pelosi and Jerry Brown were the special guests of the fundraiser. Kevin McCarthy and Ivanka Trump raised $3.1 million yesterday in Fresno and Los Angeles, and aid involved in the event said it far surpassed their expected haul. The money will go to Protect the House, the joint fundraising committee that benefits vulnerable House Republicans.
Here's the latest on the Washington-China relationship. Doug Palmer reports that Trump's decision to order tariffs on $200 billion more of Chinese goods is raising the stakes in the growing trade dispute between the two countries. While John Hendel has a story on the Senate voting to reimpose the U.S. ban on Chinese telecom giant ZTE, a rebuke of Trump's efforts to keep the company in business. And on the investigations front, the Post has a piece up on a lawsuit looking into Trump's use of the Beverly Hills Hotel in a legal case brought by a woman accusing him of unwanted sexual advances.
Here's what Trump has on tap for today besides the big meeting with Republicans tonight. In the afternoon, the president will deliver remarks at the National Federation of Independent Businesses 75th anniversary celebration at the Hyatt Regency. He'll meet with the King and Queen of Spain and host an expanded bilateral with the King. He'll sign the 10 millionth U.S. patent before heading to the Capitol. He'll then head to a dinner with supporters. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.